You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. I'm in Chicago at ICAC 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I will ask a few questions.
My name is Tristan Ferry. I'm working in Lyon in the infectious disease world. And we present a poster about the incidence and risk factors for the occurrence of severe clinical events that are not related to AIDS and not related to adverse drug events. So we demonstrate that we have a high incidence in our population. It's a French patients that has been included in 1997 when they started heart with a PI regimen in France, and the incidence of these events was of 10% patients a year, that it was a 3 to 4-fold higher than AIDS events, and we demonstrate an association between immunosuppression and mainly uncontrolled viral load with the occurrence of, for example, bacterial infections. This is quite new, and these results give further arguments against interruptions of heart.
Could you give some specific infections that you saw?
Bacterial infections were mainly respiratory tract infection and pneumonia.
And I see on your list here you have cancer-related events as well. Could you describe them?
Yeah, we recorded 68 cancer. They were mainly solid tumors and carcinoma mainly. But in this subgroup, we did not record an association between the uncontrolled viral load and the occurrence of this event.
So you had a control group here? There was a control group?
No.
So you don't know whether this was excessive or not?
This table is just a description
of
each event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I? I'm sorry if I ask questions
while you're...
Was there any association between the cancer-related events and any other parameter that you measured?
When you look overall this event,
yes.
There's an association with immunosuppression.
Yeah.
Okay. When we look focus only in bacterial infection,
right.
There is an association,
right.
But after there is no association.
Okay. So
but
this
there
zero.
Is too few. There is too few number.
Too few.
Of
yeah. Because it would be interesting if immune activation or something like that would be associated here.
But there was a tendency, but it was not
out.
Significant.
Okay.
Maybe with a higher number of patients. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because the uncontrolled viral load in the pathophysiology that may...
Interesting if you had a matched group of adults with that HIV in the same community to see if this... What were the types of solid tumors? Were they a lot of...
What was that?
What types? This is from France, was it?
Yeah.
It's probably a lot of lung cancer.
Carcinoma, lung cancer, but also digestive carcinoma.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2007.